Happy Halloween.
What's up, everybody, and welcome to another edition, a Halloween edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio. I am your host, as always, Jeremy Johnson, and there was some scary things going on in mixed martial arts today. I can't believe I just did that, but I did, so it is Halloween, and we can make jokes like that. You know what I want to know? First and foremost, what is everybody going as for Halloween tonight? I want to see all of the MMA characters that you're going to be out there. Are you going to be Chuck Liddell? Are you going to be Felice Herrig? Are you going to be Felice Herrig being Superwoman or something to that effect? So let us know on Twitter at That MMA Show. It is going to be our big Halloween show today, and we have some scary, scary stuff today. We're talking about Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier throwing down on Twitter. We're talking mixed martial arts action. It's going to go down at Bellator 145. That will all be next Friday. That will be a lot of fun. But again, guys, we are here to bring it to you this week. We will also be talking to Rick Hahn. Titan Fighting Championships lightweight champion has called it a career. He has decided to retire. So with that, we are going to talk to Rick Hahn today. He has got all kinds of information, you know, what he's going to be doing next. And, you know, retirement's a scary thing because you don't know what is what's up with that. So we also have a pretty scary injury to Joanne Calderwood that she revealed that killed her Paige Van Zandt fight, and having Rose Namajunas now step in to take it over. So also, we will be talking about the scary man of Rusamar, Paul Harris, who went up against the Nevada State Athletic Commission for his hearing about being just a pretty much a general jerk in the cage. You know, does a lot of heel hooks, doesn't let go. He's that guy. So, but anyway, we are going to be talking all about that. We'll also be talking a little bit about Nick Diaz, who is making some headway in his case against the Nevada Athletic Commission for his basic lifetime ban for usage of marijuana. So a lot of action on the show today. We are about ready to kick it all off, but you know, like I said, guys, tell me, what are you going to be for Halloween tonight? Let me know on Twitter at That MMA Show or on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. Shoot us up a picture on Instagram. We are at That MMA Show if you want to tag us. So let us know, man. It's all about to go down, but you know, it's time for some mixed martial arts action. So stick with us right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Hello, guys. This is Stephen Wonderboy Thompson, and you are listening to That MMA Show.
And we are back here on a Halloween edition of That MMA Show. That's right. You know, they make us work on the holidays, even Halloween. But, you know, it's early, and we are going to do some fun stuff tonight. So we may even be tweeting and Instagramming and doing some Snapchat. So check us out on Snapchat at RealThatMMAShow. But, yeah, we had some spooky stuff that went down this week. And one of those is that now that Jon Jones has been reinstated into the UFC, he is after Daniel Cormier, and he makes no bones about it. Yep, there was a pun intended there, see? I'm going to see how many of these I can get in before I just can't stand myself anymore. So, but right now, we are seeing a lot of back-and-forth stuff coming between Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier on Twitter. Cormier is really, I think, probably not wanting to defend immediately against Jon Jones, but Jon Jones wants it. He wants that immediate title shot. You know, Cormier, though, is really, he's saying that, you know, basically he's not denying that Jon should be afforded that opportunity, but the real is when and where. Now, there is definitely no love lost between each one of these guys, and it kind of went down on Friday yesterday as Jones called Cormier out, and he said he would fight him anytime and anywhere. Now, let me read you these tweets, guys, because it's really funny. Jon Jones came out and said, "Honestly, I'd fight Daniel in the OSU wrestling room. John Smith can be our referee, just trying to take back what's mine." And Cormier says, "John boy, I'll be there. I'm a man, and I don't play games. See you Saturday at Johnny Bones." Let's see. John Bones says, "Perfect. I'll be at Jackson's MMA Grand Opening this Saturday, October 31st, if you want to stop by. Hashtag bring your Kleenex." So, and then it went on to, you know, Cormier is, you know, making a few more comments. "I'm going to be there, but you need to make it into the octagon. We don't want to violate parole now, do we?" Smiley faced at Johnny Bones. And then it keeps going back and forth. Dave Schuller from the USA says, "Seeing some tweets today make me feel like I'm seeing clips of myself flying off the stage again soon." Gotta love that. So If you have not seen Jon Jones and Daniel Cormier actually like go at it at one of their press conferences before their first fight, it was funny. They got fined, and you know it happens. So, but with that, we're hoping that this doesn't happen. You know, that it does need to go down in the ring. I don't think that they are going to give an immediate title shot to Jon Jones. I think they'll give him one tune-up fight coming back. I think he probably actually wants that one tune-up fight. He just won't tell anybody about it because that's how he is. Gotta love the don't violate your parole line, though. So that one is awesome. So, you know, all right, guys, stick with us because we have more action coming up. And coming up next, we are going to be talking to Rick Hahn, who has announced his retirement last week from the world of mixed martial arts and giving up that Titan FC lightweight champ. So he goes out on top, and we'll have him next right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
And we are back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show. And then, guys, on the phone with me now has been one of my favorite guests since I've started this show. Olympic judo. You know, I'm a judo guy. It's always fun. Titan FC lightweight champion. Rick Hahn. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us today. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, anytime. Thank you for having me again.
All right. So now, Rick, this has been a big couple of weeks for you here. After winning the Titan FC title, you have now officially announced your retirement from mixed martial arts action. Is this true?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, coming off you know, the biggest win of my career, and was able to win the belt from Titan, and you know, so you know, I think it's time to move on to something else, and you know, something a little less strenuous on the body and the mind, and kind of focus on the future, and you know, and see what that can bring.
No, I know that you had made mention a couple of times that you had thought about retirement at different points in your career. Now, what finally brought it about in this one? And you know, does it feel right that this is finally the time?
Yeah, definitely. You know, not a lot of fighters retire, you know, with wins under the belt, let alone, you know, a championship belt. So, you know, that's for me, I think it was fitting to go out that way. You know, I could definitely still hang. I could still continue to fight and, you know, get through it. But, you know, it's been a long career for me in mixed martial arts and in martial arts in general. So, you know, it's just, you know, over 20, 25 years. So, you know, competing and traveling and cutting weight and just getting injured, and you know, after a while, kind of it takes a toll on you. So you know, with that, you know, I'm like, you know, there's no better time, I think, than to kind of go out on top with a win and kind of, you know, kind of be a little different than most fighters out there.
No, most definitely. And I mean, you were coming off that big win over Pat Healy at Titan FC 35. Definitely one of your best performances, but I mean, it's really impressive because you are retiring with a 21-4 record. I mean, a lot of guys that you see out there that step away, you know, they're shooting 50-50 and that kind of thing. You really, I mean, coming off a serious win with a great record, I can definitely see that is the time to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, like you said, it's been kind of on my mind the last year or two, and you know, this just made sense to do it now. And you know, you know, well, I'm going to move on. I'm going to work on, I'll focus on my business and something more, you know, financially more stable, you know, for me. You know, fighting doesn't pay the bills like it once did, you know, so, you know, I don't want to just continue to do that and struggle, you know, I'm almost 40 years old, so I need, for that, I need to be a little more secure with my life and, you know, do something a little safer than fighting in a cage.
All right, thanks, Rick. So stick with us because we have more with Rick Hahn coming right up on our Halloween edition of That MMA Show here on Indio Radio.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count one, two, three. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Ha 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 ha.
Back at it here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show, and we are talking to Rick Hahn about that spooky thing called retirement. I'm sure that you have some definitive opportunities here, Olympic athlete, you know, mixed martial arts champion. What is really the next steps for you to take? What do you think is going to be the next steps for Rick Hahn?
Well, I'm focused on opening my school. I have a martial arts school, and you know, that's been working on that for about the last year and a half now. So, you know, this week we're actually meeting with the landlord again. We found a place that's, you know, a great location, and we're just going to finalize things this week with him. And you know, we should be good to go. Hopefully, open up in January sometime. Hopefully.
Well, that's cool. I mean, are you going to, is it a mixed martial arts school? Or are you going to be teaching judo, Brazilian jiu-jitsu? What's it going to be?
It's going to be karate, judo, and jiu-jitsu. MMA, maybe later on down the road, you know, but, you know, obviously not at first. It's hard to get a lot of students that want to do MMA, I think, unless they're actually already fighters. So, you know, going to keep it simple at first.
Nice, nice. So I got to ask then, so Rick, out of all of your time that you have been there, you know, with Titan, with Bellator, with, you know, being an Olympic athlete, what is your best memory going back through all of these years of combat sports?
You know, that's a tough one. You know, best memory, there's been a ton of memories, a ton of, you know, awesome memories from throughout my career of, you know, opportunities I've had, and, But I think my last fight is probably the best memory, just because it was the most meaningful. You know, I was able to win the belt coming off a hard, grueling 5-round fight. I've never been 5 rounds before, so that was the first. You know, we trained perfectly for that fight. That matchup was exactly how it played out exactly how we envisioned it would, and I was in great shape. I had a great training camp, and it just everything came together at the right time. You know, that was another reason why I was like, wow, you know, I don't think it gets much better than that. You know, it's definitely a good time to end on that high note and call it a day.
So then with that, what do you think here? This is a two-part question. What is going to be the thing that you're going to miss the most, and what is the thing you're going to miss the least?
Well, so I'll start off with missing the least is kind of the weight cutting. And, you know, 8 weeks of getting beat up in training camp, those were never fun. Lucky to have like 1 or 2 days out of those 8 weeks that was actually felt good. But you know, what I'm gonna miss most is, you know, obviously fighting on a national stage and testing myself, and you know, obviously, you know, those are great feelings to have, and you know, meeting new people and kind of traveling and all that. But you know, I'll still be involved in the sport. You know, I have some young fighters that I'm helping coach MMA. You know, people, you know, they're coming up, AFI's coming up, so, you know, I'm still going to be with the sport as much as I can.
Awesome. So then, with that's awesome. What do you think then now what would be the best piece of advice that you can give the young fighter out there who is just starting their career as you are finishing theirs? What would be that big piece of advice after this long span of a career that you could give them?
You know, just, you know, be smart. You know, don't sign contracts that are really long term to get you locked in. You know, on some of these smaller local shows, and you know, that happens a lot. I made the mistake early on in my career, and you kind of get sucked in. And you know, there's a lot of people that like to take advantage of your hard work out there. So you know, always be cautious, and you know, just play it smart. You know, there's, like I said, there's, you know, there's not a lot of money to be made. There's not a lot of opportunity to do well. So you have to kind of really be on your toes and be wary of some of the people in the business. You know, that can
gotcha.
That can be bad.
Gotcha. Well, Rick, so then for everybody out there now, whenever your new school comes out, how can they find out, you know, give them your social media info, how can they continue to follow you, follow all of this adventure now post-retirement? Let everybody know how they can find you on social media.
Yeah, absolutely. I have Facebook, Rick Hahn, and Instagram, Rick Hahn MMA. Actually, it's just Rick Hahn, I think. My Twitter account is Rick Hahn MMA. And, yeah, they... stay in touch, and you know, I'll definitely be posting stuff when my school gets going, and I have everything all set up with that.
Awesome, awesome. Well, Rick, we'll have you back on whenever the school's up and running. We'll give it all kinds of promotion, too. So, Rick Hahn, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Always loved watching you fighting. You were always one of my favorites. I will still never forget the Sayanagi throw in Bellator. It's still my favorite one out there. So, but thank you very much, man. It's been a heck of a career, and we've loved watching you.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, stick with us because we are going to have more MMA action right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back because I'm crossing the lane. Start it up. Just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Coming back here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show on our Halloween edition. That's right, it's all kinds of spooky. Yep, I just did that. It's okay, that's why they give me a sound effects machine here at the studio. Gotta love that. So, but anyway, we are talking all about Bellator 145 Vengeance. It is going to go down next Friday, November 6th, at the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri. And we will be live on site. We will be doing some live tweeting. We are going to have our buddy Jimmy Range taking care of photos for us that night. So we'll actually be posting live good photos from the show, not just, you know, our iPhone stuff. We will be posting live action photos, so go follow Jimmy Range out there on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter while you're at it, at That MMA Show, if you don't already, because we will be bringing you all of the action from Bellator. Now, this one is a stacked card from top to bottom. They are bringing in some of the best local Midwestern talent for this show. The card has changed a little bit, though. We saw Chris Heatherly, who is going to face Vincent Ezel. That fight has fallen off. Chris Heatherly was injured. We have also seen the drop of professional boxer and my co-host for all of the Shamrock Fighting Championships pay-per-views, Kevin Angle. Kevin Angle was injured and fell off the card, so that one will no longer happen. But there is still some great fights on this card, including crazy fights. Garrett Gross taking on Luke Nelson. Clay Mitchell versus Kane the Destroyer Royer out of the Academy of Courage, who also handles a lot of the Fight Hard MMA that we talk about a lot. A big one that everyone in the Midwest is looking forward to is Jordan Doughty taking on Adam Meredith. Both great 170 fighters here in the St. Louis area. Really looking forward to that one. That will be a lot of fun. And then our main card, which will go down on Spike TV, which will feature Bobby Lashley versus James Thompson 3, because this fight is supposed to have happened several times before and just has never made it to fruition. So then we will also see Michael Chandler taking on Dave the Caveman Rickles. Now, if Michael Chandler is a phenom here in the Midwest. Everybody knows Michael Chandler. Everybody loves Michael Chandler. And if you have not seen Dave Rickles, he's crazy. I mean, comes out just in the craziest walkouts. It's always a lot of fun to watch. I actually got to watch Dave Rickles a couple of times as he came to train in the gym that I train at to work some of his boxing with my boxing coach, which was pretty cool. So, also on this card, St. Louis favorite and Ultimate Fighter alum Justin Lawrence taking on Emmanuel Sanchez, who stepped in very quickly for the injured Pat Curran. And then for the lightweight title, we will see Will Brooks taking on Marcin Held. That will be a lot of fun. But the main event of the night, Patricio Pitbull Ferreira will be taking on Daniel Strauss. Now, this one has been a long time in the works. They have went at it before. Pitbull is amazing, but Daniel Strauss has looked great in his last couple of fights with just looking for all kinds, and he is ready for this win. So I am definitely looking forward to this fight. Again, like I said, we will be live tweeting. We'll be all over social media from that event. We'll be throwing some Snapchats out there, so go check out our story on Snapchat whenever we do. You can find us there at Real That MMA Show, because, of course, there was a not so good one out there for a while. But, you know, guys, it's going to be action. So, and we will love Bellator, and we are so happy to be covering them. And so follow us along. But, you know, guys, it is that time. So coming up next, we're going to have our favorite segments of the week that was our Twitter shout outs and our calendar of events. All coming up next, right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
One day.
Oi, 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 oi.
Having too much fun on our Halloween edition today of That MMA Show. Big thanks to everyone who is sending over those Twitter pictures of your Halloween costumes. For one, I'm amazed you guys are getting dressed in the middle of the afternoon. But you know what? Keep them coming. Check them out on Twitter. It's always good there. Let us know, That MMA Show. And on Facebook, facebook.com/thatmmashow. But it is time to bring you our favorite segments, the week that was, our Twitter shout-outs, and, of course, our calendar of events. And this week we are starting off with Rusamar Paul Harris, who is not doing well with the Nevada State Athletic Commission. Yesterday they voted unanimously to suspend the X-World Series of Fighting champion for 2 years and issue a $40,000 fine in addition to court costs for holding the submission of Jake Shields at World Series of Fighting 22. Now, Paul Harris's suspension is retroactive to the date of the fight, which took place on August 1st, and he will be cleared to apply for license in August 2nd of 2017. Now, we tried to reach out to Alex Davis, who is Paul Harris's manager, and he did not want to comment. So he doesn't want to know anything to do with this at the moment, though. Basically, it's all coming down to Paul Harris is one of those kind of guys who has been a dirty fighter. I mean, he is one of those kind who is out to hurt. He looks to hold that leg lock, which he is an absolute master of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu with, and he looks to hold it and not let it go once he gets it, even after the referee signals them to stop. And I'm with this one. It's not good for the sport. And, you know, guys, generally, I don't go out and I don't bash fighters. But, man, it's not good. If a guy taps, you let go. Now, if he doesn't, you crank that thing till it comes off. But whenever they call it good, you stop. And he doesn't. And so I'm all about this one. So, all right, moving on. We are talking about Bellator that is going to go down February 19th. And the headliner is none other than Kevin Kimbo Slice Ferguson. That's right. The 5-2 MMA guy is going to do it all up in Houston. And his potential opponents, get this, are coming from this coming weekend. It's either going to be Bobby Lashley or James Thompson is what we are hearing now. Slice has vowed to return to the Bellator cage after knocking out Shamrock again in St. Louis, which marked his first MMA fight since his TKO loss to Matt Mitrione at UFC 113 in 2010. After surviving that submission attempt that Ken Shamrock laid on him, he rallied and put the USA Hall of Famer away with a big knockout. Now, the thing is Kimbo Slice is a bankable fighter. Viewing whenever he fought, I heard, was like 2 million people tuning in at one point to see that fight. So insane amounts to go for the big Kimbo Slice, and that is just how it works. So anyway, gotta love it, and that's the way it is. And of course, and finally tonight, we always you can't do the week that was without some sort of Ronda Rousey story. So basically now what we are hearing is that Ronda is thinking about going into professional boxing. She says that I'm quoting here, "I want to be remembered as one of the greatest fighters of all time in any sport, and I would love to do it. I've got an Olympic medal. I would love to retire from MMA as one of the greatest of all time. I would love to have a chance to be a world boxing champion. I would love to have a chance to be a jiu-jitsu world champion, and I would love a chance to be a WWE Divas champion." Now, I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I have no idea what a WWE Divas champion is because I don't like wrestling. I don't. It's dumb. They're great athletes. I mean, I get that. The steroid use is amazing. Just look at them and how quickly they die. But, hey, whatever it takes, you know, to get through the day. If you like wrestling, don't blame me. So, anyway, that is going to do it for our week that was, which brings us to our Twitter shout-outs. And today's Twitter shout-out is going to be our buddy and photographer, Jimmy Range. Go check him out at Jimmy Range on Twitter. He will be handling all of the photography for us this coming Friday at Bellator. So all the pictures that you see come out, all the stuff that's going to go on the website as we are live, All of the action will be taken by Jimmy Range, so go check him out on Twitter because he is our Twitter shout-out of the week. So, all right, that is going to bring us to our calendar of events, which, of course, will start with 11-6 Bellator 145 Vengeance. You can watch that on Spike TV. You can also watch the undercard fights on MMAJunkie.com. That is going to be a sweet one. Also on 11-6, RFA 32 will go down in Lake Pryor, Minnesota on Access TV. And then on 11-7, ONE Championships 33, Battle at the Gates. It's an online pay-per-view from Macau, China. And then on 11-7 also, UFC Fight Night 77. This one's going to be fun. Belfort versus Henderson 3, or as we like to say, Battle of the TRT. Ooh, spooky. That'll go down at Sao Paulo, Brazil on Fox Sports 1. Lots of fun there. So a whole lot of action coming up here in the coming months. I mean, to the end of the year, it is an absolutely packed ward, just absolutely packed with fights. So if you are an MMA fan, it is a great time of year. So, all right, guys, stick with us because coming up, we're going to talk about all what's coming up next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.
Oh, what a show it has been today, guys. Thank you so much for joining us here at That MMA Show for our Halloween edition. It's been fun. I've played with the sound effects box and, you know, changed up the openings a little bit, so you gotta love that. But as I said, remember to please let us know what you're doing tonight on Halloween. Let us know on Twitter at That MMA Show, or go ahead and, you know, like I said, hit us up on Snapchat, Real That MMA Show. We are on Facebook, facebook.com/ThatMMAShow. We are all over the social media scene, so remember, follow along. We always love to hear from you guys. So, all right, coming up next week, we are going to be bringing you our wrap-up of Bellator 145. It will be a whole lot of interviews after the fact. So like I said, you guys got to follow along because we're going to have a whole lot of stuff next week leading up to the fights. We are going to be involved in fight week, so we'll be there for open workouts. We'll be there for the weigh-ins. Just a whole lot of action goes along with one of these being in town. And what we're going to kind of do is chronicle that for you and then bring you the wrap-up the day after. So that will be a lot of fun. We always try to keep some stuff up on our website, so go check it out at thatmmashow.com. We also got the latest Glory news that came out, that Glory is no longer going to be on Spike TV. So we have a story up there about that. But lots of videos that are going to come out this week. We're going to be doing all kinds of shooting. So, again, like I said, follow Jimmy Range, our Twitter shout-out of the week. He's going to be doing photos for us. It's going to be a lot of action. It's going to be a full month. And then, of course, I will be back in on November 14th with Shamrock Fighting Championships to handle their pay-per-view. So always go check them out, shamrockfc.com/watchlive. And you can watch me on the big screen doing the pay-per-view thing. So always doing the color doing the play-by-play commentary for that. So along with my partner on color commentary, Kevin Engel. Always good stuff. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're going to bring it all to you. And again, man, Bellator is legit, man. They are pushing the realm of MMA. Big shows, big freak shows. I'm really interested to talk to Kurt Angle. He is a professional wrestler, but he was a legit wrestler. And I'm interested to hear what he has to say, what's coming up for that. I'm hearing that it's going to be Kurt Angle versus Ken Shamrock at some point in time in Bellator, which makes sense. I mean, it's pro wrestling. It's enough crossovers that I'm sure that they're going to get big buys with it, so that's what they're looking for. And, you know, we call them freak show fights, but that's what it is, and that should be some good action. But you know what, guys? It is time to wrap it up. So with that, thank you so much for joining us. Have a very safe Halloween out there, kids. Have a good time. And remember to always follow along with us as we bring you the best in local, regional, national, and international fighting action. So remember, fight clean, fight hard, fight fair, and we'll see you next week right here on Indio Radio and That MMA Show.
Somebody says I'm out of control. Somebody's telling me I'm going insane. Speeding it up, count 1, 2, 3. You better watch your back, cause I'm crossing the lane. Start it up, just turn it on. Get ready.
You're listening to That MMA Show. This is Indio Radio.